The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
This is Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, here to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. Thanks for joining me today, Grace. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I want to talk with Grace, have her join me in this conversation about how to help your Gen Z girl or support her in being an introvert, because it's actually a pretty wonderful thing, to be honest. So we're going to talk about that. Grace is an educator with a bachelor's degree in secondary English and language arts education from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. She has been working professionally with elementary, middle, and high school students for 8 years as a tutor, mentor, and teacher. Grace also volunteered in youth ministry with middle and high school girls for 6 years. Currently, she works for Lincoln Public Schools and serves with her church in the Young Professionals Ministry. Her hobbies include reading, creative writing, playing the ukulele and cello, and geeking out over various forms of pop culture. And now that she's in her 20s, we have an intergenerational friendship. Well, we served together in ministry for middle school girls, and I was a sixth grade teacher, so I was mom. And then they would promote in seventh grade. Did you have seventh and eighth grade?
Yeah.
Okay. So seventh and eighth grade, they would promote to seventh and eighth grade, and they went to the big sister, because Grace is more like a big sister. It's the age difference. But anyway, we are both introverted people. Okay. So I'm going to talk about some of the myths. You want to start with the myths. Only extroverts like to socialize. That's the first myth.
That's absolutely true. No. No, it's not.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We like to socialize, but it's the type of socializing that we like to do, right?
Yes.
Like, we don't have to go to a big party to socialize.
Definitely not. I think, I think it's definitely like quality over quantity.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, yeah, it's not usually like socializing just for the sake of socializing. I actually had an event last week that was like a fun taco night, you know, it was like taco night, you know, with ground beef and all that stuff, all the shredded cheese and whatnot. Getting ready for the taco night, I was telling my friend, I was like, well, I only really want to go if like I have a close friend who's going. And she was like, why? She's like, you should just go and vibe.
Okay.
She's very extroverted.
Extroverted. Like,
just go and vibe. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
You're like, I don't vibe.
I don't vibe. I have intentional. Yeah.
Intentional conversations. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is true. Yeah. For me, I don't necessarily like small talk. I can have small talk. And, you know, small talk has its benefits, because that's kind of how you get around to knowing whether or not you have something in common with a person.
Yeah.
But having several small talk type conversations, it's not, and that's what a lot of parties are. It's not something that I enjoy.
Well, like networking, I mean, that's the hard part. Like the, I don't know, like schmoozing is not, not great. I mean, it's just boring. It's like not the kind of conversation that I enjoy having. I don't know. I can do it. Mm-hmm. I'm a PK, you know, I can schmooze if I need to.
Yeah.
But that's not how you, to me, like build like authentic connections or anything.
There you go. That's me too. I prefer to build.
It feels very put upon, like very false for me to do that. I think for other people, it's a lot more natural and they think of it as normal. Mm-hmm. But if I when I schmooze or, you know, network, it feels very like, it definitely feels like a performance. Yeah. So authenticity is kind of missing.
Right. Okay. So the next one is introverts don't take risks. That's the other myth, which it depends, because I'm not a risky behavior person.
No.
But if I do take a risk, it's going to be a calculated risk. So it's going to be something I think through.
Well, you're like, I'm willing to take this risk.
I mean, thought through it.
Yeah. Not like a spontaneous risk.
Right. That might just be me. I am not a very spontaneous person.
I don't know if that necessarily like has to do with being an introvert. Like, I think, I don't know, like you could be into taking, you know, spontaneous risks regardless of how you socialize and how you, you know, energize yourself. That's the thing. I think people forget that it's all just about like where you get your energy and how you approach social situations. It's not your full personality.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another is extroverts are happier. So evidently, yes, introverts are very sad people.
Which is sad. I would say no. Yeah. I think some introverts are probably better at sitting when they're like sadness, but not necessarily. But I think, I mean, introverts, it just get there. Yeah. Like just if I can be happy on my own without any external simulation. So I would say I could theoretically I could kind of happen without needing anything external, as opposed to like needing somebody else with me in order to be happy, which I don't think extroverts necessarily need either, but yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah. You're so happy. You can be happy as an introvert. That doesn't mean that you're displaying, like your happiness is not necessarily on display.
That's true. It doesn't have to, it's not for other people.
Right.
Yeah, necessarily. So it's true. Might not always be as good at showing the happiness to other people.
So another one is extroverts are much more confident.
Well, depends on, you know, what your confidence is. Well, when you were talking about like how you didn't really talk very much and, you know, at a certain point in your life and how whenever you did talk, like people listened and it was also you were confident enough not to be trying to like impress people with your words or trying to, you know, be very like loud and outgoing and out there. It's like it came from your own confidence that you didn't have to do that.
Right? Yes. I didn't feel the need to clamor for attention or this is particularly for me. This is when I was in the military. And when you go to military schools, you're in leadership positions. People were, when I did speak, they were always kind of like taken aback. And yeah, it was like, well, but they listened because they're like, oh, she doesn't talk much. And it was like, well, when she does talk, she has something to say. And that's kind of how I felt. Like I didn't need to get a lot of attention, but when I spoke, it was because I was saying something worth listening to. And they began to understand that. So yeah, so it doesn't necessarily have much to do with confidence. Really?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And then the next one was funny. It goes with what we were just talking about. Introverts are quiet. Well, yeah, we are.
Sometimes, yes. And sometimes, no.
Yeah, sometimes you would be surprised at how talkative an introvert person is. I think if an introverted person is very comfortable with who, you know, they're speaking to or the company that they are keeping, they can talk and talk and talk because they're comfortable.
Yeah, it comes out of like either comfort or like necessity. A lot of, you know, introverts are louder or more outgoing in certain situations just because they have to be, like that's what's kind of required of them, or they're just more comfortable, or, you know, they just see a different, you know, there's a purpose for it, or they have enough energy because they've already taken care of themselves. I don't know. But yeah, I know people who are quieter than I am who are extroverts, who are like, there's a, you know, I have a friend who yeah, is much more soft-spoken than I am. And he loves being around people and always wants to like be hanging out with friends and stuff. It's just volume isn't the same thing as introversion, extroversion.
That's true. Now we're going to talk about, I guess, some of the challenges. Oh, the myths. This was an article that I had read in healthline.com. That's where I had read that. Is this the challenges? Yes, the challenges for introverts could be people exhaustion. That is true for me. Introverts, they get their energy or rejuvenated from the inside. Mm-hmm. So from quiet time, alone time, that kind of helps us recharge, you know, mm-hmm. just like if your phone, you've been using your phone all day and your phone is starting to die, then you charge your phone and just let it charge. You don't necessarily have to pick it up and use it. You just letting it charge. That's basically how it is for introverts. You know, we just have to have that recharge time. And that means that we're not in conversation or if we are in conversation, it's with someone who understands how to respect our introversion. You know, they're a little quiet with us, yeah. and just talk, you know, just every once in a while, but it's not an ongoing conversation constant. Yeah. That's how it is for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It can definitely be exhausting. I think this is for me, I have like an added component of this where like I have social anxiety disorder. And so I don't think all introverts have that. And I don't think that extroverts are like immune from that, but it definitely kind of goes hand in hand with it. Because for me, it's hard sometimes if I don't have the time to take care of my mental health and like process things intentionally, then all of my worries about socialization, like all of my worrying that I messed up, worrying about all of my interactions. And, you know, if I have too much interaction without time to process it in a healthy way, then it can be just like very destructive to my mental health, and it can be very like exhausting. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like I've experienced that before where like, if I do so many social things, at some point I just have kind of a little breakdown where I'm just like, oh, you know, nobody wants to see me. I'm a horrible person and I'm a failure. And then you have to like process it all to figure it out. So it's easier to think ahead and ration sort of the time that you're going to be around people so that you can process it in a healthy way instead of overdoing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing is that we can get interrupted easily.
Yes.
Yes, because a lot of times we're thinking or processing, as you were talking about processing, we're processing what was said or even our environment, and we're starting to say something or even in the middle. I've been interrupted in the middle of expressing myself. And so that's another challenge for us. Getting interrupted easily.
Yeah, I know. I always like, it makes me so, it does get irritating. Like when people try to guess what you're thinking as you're as you're processing, because also they're always wrong. Like I've never had somebody guess what I'm thinking correctly. I think one time, like my mom guessed what I wanted to eat. Other than that, nobody ever knows what I'm thinking. So just let me think. Just let me tell you. Just
right.
Wait. Be right. Patient. Okay.
Just be patient. And then another, it says the pressure to self-promote. And I know I'm kind of like that because I'm more action oriented. So I believe that your work speaks for you and the way you treat people speaks for you. So I don't feel the need to promote myself. And that's kind of difficult in the world that we're living in today with social media. It's almost an expectation.
Yeah, that's true. I think
even for teen girls,
already set up, and then social media kind of adds another layer to it. Because yes. that's how our whole like world is kind of set up, and like the workforce and everything, with the way that you're supposed to, like promote yourself, not only like in interviews, but when you're like we talked about before, like the idea of networking is like you're always kind of, and you're always going for that next thing, and you're always, you know, you have to you have to have your little elevator pitch ready for everything. And
Yes. And even in, and then even in the teen girls, you know, they're expected on social media to tell you what they've done and what they've achieved. And, you know, because if you don't post, it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about the positives. Introverts are good listeners. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Most of the time, yeah. If I'm not fully in another realm in my mind, then I could be a good listener.
That's a different podcast, but it says here also, for the most part, they think before they speak, not really big into knee-jerk reactions. They kind of want to think about what they're going to say before they say it. They're observant. Yeah, so when my daughter is also an introvert, Savannah, and there are levels of introversion because people think that she's an extrovert, but she's not an extrovert. And she will tell you that, no, I'm not an introvert. But she can be extroverted. But when she was younger, I remember people would say, oh, she's so quiet. Oh, is she shy? And I would say, she's observant. So she likes to
she's silently judging you.
Yeah. So yeah, she likes to take in her surroundings.
Yep. Before she acts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That can be wise.
And it also says that they make quality friends. Mm-hmm. Because they're pretty picky about their friend group.
Yes.
Their inner circle, who they let in. Here on this particular one, said that they're thoughtful networkers. So you were talking about networking. So to me, that would be that they would, in this particular article, this lady says, I try to make meaningful connections. And that's what you were saying, that you would rather make a meaningful connection than just schmooze. And yeah. So for me as a networker, I like to connect people to people. So if I know someone that I feel would be an asset for another person, or they would be an asset to each other, like, oh, wow, do you know so-and-so? Because they do this and this would go so well with what you're doing. That's kind of how I do my networking.
Oh, interesting.
And then it also says that they're compassionate leaders. And we do need more compassionate leaders, that's for sure. Okay, so why don't you, as an introvert, talk to the parents about how, because your home was it primarily extroverts? Quite a few extroverted people in your family, your immediate family. So what is the best way a parent can support and encourage her introverted girl?
Yeah. So I think, one thing my parents were always good about is just being like, it's okay if and this is a good in general, but for introverted kids, especially if you're in an extroverted family, just to like being different is a good thing. It doesn't mean that you're failing, you know, but it's okay if you're a little bit different from your siblings, if they're outgoing and you're not. Also, yeah, like just letting them have their time and letting them come to you. You're going to get a better version of your child if you let them have their time to recharge. Don't think of it as like, oh, they don't want to be with me, or don't think of it as like anything personal. And just recognize that they just need a little bit of alone time, and they'll come to you. It's okay. And also just maybe like sometimes they need the safe space to come back to. So know that if they, you know, if they come out of their room after reading and stuff, you're not going to be yelling at them or asking them to do anything super loud and boisterous, that there's like a comfortable environment for them to be in. So I think, I think that's kind of what every kid needs, and every teenager for sure, just like a non overwhelming, overstimulating environment, you know?
Oh, that's good. Well, Grace, thank you for sitting with me and having this conversation, one introvert to another.
Welcome.
And there's actually a website you can go to if you want to learn more about introverts called Introvert Dear. That's the title, introvertdear.com. And also there's a book that I found called Introverts in Church, Finding Our Place in an Extroverted Culture. So we'll put those in the show notes if you are interested in looking at that. Thanks again, Grace. Take care.
Remember, God is for you, and you are not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't worry, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.